This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. It's time to talk business. Inc. Radio. Real stories, real solutions. Inc. Magazine has the knowledge and experience to help you grow your business and stay ahead of the competition. This is Inc. Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I'll tell you what. Today, we're going to talk about a little crisis management. And only because in my business, like in your business, we deal with them every single day, whether it be a phone call that just went wrong, and you don't know how it took a left turn when it was supposed to take a right turn. It just happens. And guess what? You better be prepared. And my feeling is that your choices that you make in that moment, in that rarefied air of should I get angry and ride the wave of anger and tell this person what I really think, or should you just be calm and take a deep breath and say, no, you're better off quiet and thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. So our guest today is author and CEO. He is CEO of Landmark Research Group. His name is Dr. Randall Bell. I'm going to call him Randy. I'll get real familiar real quick, Randy. And the book is called Rich Habits, Rich Life, and it's out right now. And I watched his TEDx talk. He did it at BYU, TEDx BYU. And he's a sociologist and economist. And they call him Dr. Disaster because when a disaster happens in business, they call the recovery man to help people recover from their own stupidity, most likely. He helps them to get a winning strategy and get results, because at the end of the day, you can bury yourself. So if you need a little bit of help in that, you may want to pick up his book. Once again, it is called Rich Habits, Rich Life. We'll start right there. Habits. Randy, welcome to the show. I have so many bad habits, and one of them I just described. I'm on the phone, somebody tells a little white lie, and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Truth comes out. Of course, you know, I can usually be a pretty good doctor, but when somebody starts telling little lies and little things that are starting to make my blood boil, I can usually not control myself. I've got to set the record straight. That's actually a bad habit because, as I was just recently told, no, slow down, calm down, don't back them into the corner. This is the client. We got to take care of the client. Let's give them a chance to, you know, communicate. Don't just cut off their head. And it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, I literally, in just a matter of a few moments, I could have caused hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage because of my big fat mouth, Randy. Help!
We all need a filter. We all need a filter for sure.
That's why I don't drink, by the way, because if I have a half a beer, the filter's gone. Anyway, so first of all, tell the world about yourself a little bit. Why do they call you Dr. Disaster?
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal came up with that, and LA Times calls me the massive disaster. I work on these cases all over the world. I've been to 7 continents, 50 states studying cases. I worked on the World Trade Center and Hurricane Katrina, the Flight 93 crash site, O.J. Simpson, JonBenet Ramsey. I whenever a disaster occurs, they don't call some of these self-help gurus. They call me because they got real problems and they're not interested in cotton candy notions. They need real strategies for getting out of the mess the best they can.
Well, you know, Inc. Magazine is the magazine and media company for growing companies, and the one thing we need to grow our companies is great wisdom from the wise old owls like you. And crisis management is something that, man, I'm telling you what, I almost need to have a crisis management person in my office. Because, you know, here's what happens. Entrepreneurs, and we're talking about habits, having rich habits. I don't know whether it is my best attribute or my worst attribute, which is I speak my mind. And a lot of times, as I'm working with these big corporations, I need to learn how to bite my tongue more. And I'm telling you what, I guess maybe having some habits and some systems and processes in place for when I feel my truth bubbling up, as my wife says, I've got to speak my truth. After 30 years of marriage, I let her, but believe me, it used to be a real problem. I don't want to hear your truth right now.
Right.
So where do we start? Rich habits. I need better habits. How do you break it down for us?
Well, the way I break it down is into four cornerstones, Alan. They're me, we, do, be habits. Me habits build wisdom, and that's our own philosophy, our own value system. I think in that me cornerstone, we've got to take a stand, but we also have to balance it with that filter we were just talking about.
Right.
We habits build relationships, friendships, those connections that build businesses. Do habits build productivity, that's getting the job done. And then B habits is about the future. It's about going forward, setting goals, and that kind of thing. So you can take the whole world of habits, whether they're poor habits that cause disasters, rich habits cause success, and break it down into me, we, do, be.
Yep. Well, hold still. That was a whole lot of we, me, be, do, me, we. And I want to learn it. I've written it down, actually. Me, we, do, be. You guys get your pencils out. We're going to try and figure this one out and learn how to have rich habits. You can find out more at richhabits.com. Me and we, meaning Dr. Randall Bell, will be right back here on Inc. Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.